I want to go back for a few moments to our ongoing fixation with handwritten or typed letters and how important they've been in the big dramas of history and also the little but heartfelt dramas of our individual lives down through the years. Ever get a rejection letter? I was hired by NPR 30 years ago to be a newscaster on that program All Things Considered. I got a phone call from an executive telling me I got the job, but on the very same day, I received a letter in the mail telling me that they had given the job to someone else. Turns out, I was the someone else. Bureaucracy. Signals crossed, even at NPR. In 1949, a 27-year-old aspiring writer named Kurt Vonnegut sent a manuscript to the Atlantic Monthly telling the story of how he survived the horrific bombing of Dresden, Germany as a POW. A few months later, he received this reply.
Dear Mr. Vonnegut, we have been carrying out our usual summer house cleaning of the manuscripts on our anxious bench and in the file, and among them I find the three papers which you have shown me as samples of your work. I am sincerely sorry that no one of them seems to us well adapted for our purpose. Both the account of the bombing of Dresden and your article, What's a Fair Price for Golden Eggs, have drawn commendation, although neither one is quite compelling enough for final acceptance. Our staff continues fully manned, so I cannot hold out the hope of an editorial assignment, but I shall be glad to know that you have found a promising opening elsewhere. Faithfully yours, Edward Weeks.
That commendable account, read there by our own Vince Fairchild, of course, eventually became the legendary book Slaughterhouse-Five, proving once again that rejection is the fuel for every writer's engine of determination. That's right. Give me some more rejection.
This is Nikki from Bloomfield, New Jersey. After losing my business, I made job searching my new full-time job, mostly on the internet. One day I actually received 75 rejections. I was crushed and felt so useless. But my girlfriend looked at me and said, okay, you get one day to feel sorry for yourself. Then, back to looking. She was right. I continued on and had a job 2 weeks later.
My name is Brian Jones. I'm from Westland, Michigan. I was given a rejection letter by a rather large animation and design company saying that my artwork wasn't good enough. So what I did was started my own product design company, and so far I'm doing great. You know, sometimes you got to bring your own fun, and sometimes you got to go in your own direction, you know?
Some wise advice there from listener Brian reminds us of the line Mad Magazine used in its Form Rejection Letters for Contributors. You ever hear about that?
Dear contributor, sorry, but we've got bad news. You've been rejected. Don't take this personally, though. All of us feel rejected at one time or another. At least, that's what our group therapist tells us here at MAD. He says we shouldn't worry about it. So, that should be your attitude. What, me worry? Besides, although you've been rejected, things could have been a lot worse. Your material might have been accepted. Then where would you be? Madly, Al Feldstein, editor.
Certainly didn't affect Mad Magazine's pace of submissions. They're doing fine. Another listener figured a rejection just meant there were bigger plans in store for him.
My name is Cody Carter. I'm calling from Linden, New Jersey. Back in 2006, I had applied for a volunteer position to work at a homeless shelter. Unfortunately, when I was denied, I was encouraged that perhaps God had a hand in it. Next year, I went back, applied with a different program, got accepted, and met my wife. The best rejection letter I've ever gotten.
Well done, Cody. But some rejection is just rejection.
The rejection letter that hit me hardest was an out-of-state letter. I can't give the company over the air, but they told me they were not going to be moving forward with my employment because I was transgender. And they didn't want me to, quote, affect the company. I had a job, and they decided to cut it because I was trans.
Ouch. Let us down easily, won't you? Tell us the stories of letters that delivered bad news to you, and give us some tips on how to do it right. Just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.